Torah Vayisa, we're holding in Chayvus Levavos, Shar Avos Hashem, Perek Gimel, and the Chayvus Levavos asked a very, very important question. Eich HaDerech El Avos Hashem? How do you get there? Avos Hashem, everyone thinks that we all think we love Hashem. No, says the Chayvus Levavos, he doesn't love Hashem. It's not your natural birthright. It doesn't happen by itself. This is the last Shar in the whole Sefer. After 9 levels, this is number 10, this is the top. And even here, it didn't happen by itself. Even as going all the 9 previous levels of the Chayvus Levavos, we're learning it for years. Without precise instructions, we don't know what it means to love Hashem. Empty words. V'yahavta Hashem l'kecha. We said this morning, Kriya Shema. We can't, it's a mitzvah deraisa, so we would not have fulfilled the mitzvah our whole life if you wouldn't have a gift from the Chayvus Levavos giving us instructions. How do you love Hashem? How do you get there? How do you approach it even? And the answer he says is, if you want to get Avos Hashem, it's impossible unless you have a lot of preparation, Hachanas Rabbas. And after you make all the preparations, then naturally the Avos Hashem will sprout forth by itself. It is for us to make the preparations. The farmer doesn't make anything grow. The good Lord makes things grow. Farmer merely prepares the earth, puts in the seeds, and then the good Lord makes things grow. No one makes anything grow. So too, Avos Hashem, we can only prepare the ground. We can get it ready, plant the seeds. And he says, it's like the very simple formula. The Akdama for Avos Hashem is two Yichudei Aleif, two Yichudim, whatever that means, unifications, two Achnas, two surrenders, two Cheshbonis and Nefesh, two deep meditations, and two Hezbonis, two contemplations. Sounds like a lot of words, but the Chavis Levavos now explains it. The two Yichudei Alev are, She'etiyah B'Lev Adam Rak Emunah Yechidus Achas, She'abari Hu Echad V'Yochid. First, Yichud Alev means that you can't love Hashem until you know there's nothing but Hashem. Zero, nothing but Hashem. It's not that a guest yesterday was telling me that he was in a synagogue years ago with a very liberal rabbi. And the rabbi said why he's so tolerant of his non-Orthodox colleagues. There's colleagues, mind you. Why? Says the rabbi, I don't know if he's worthy of the title, says this guy that, after all is said and done, I believe in the good Lord. But that's my belief. I don't know. It's my belief. I have that belief. But, everyone's entitled to their beliefs. So if other people have different beliefs about what Judaism is, well, I have to be tolerant to their beliefs. They might, I'm not so close-minded to say that I'm the only belief in the world. So if other people have different beliefs, I respect that too, and therefore they're also legitimate, and I call them rabbi. That is mamash kfir. That you hear that this is called tolerance. It's called orthodox. He wants to sound tolerant. Emunah, he says, doesn't mean this is the absolute truth and there's no other truth. Emunah means that's my personal faith, but there's lots of other faith, and I can accept that. We don't accept that. We are not so tolerant. You know what tolerant means? Tolerant means that if someone is not there yet, I can say, I'll still accept him, I'll be makar of him, I'll teach him. That's tolerant. I'm tolerant to the person. I cannot be tolerant of false beliefs. I'm tolerant of human beings who are weaker or straggling behind me. So I'm tolerant of them. I don't reject them. I say, no. I feel bad for you. I'll still keep talking. You're never, you are sinking in the quagmire, in the quicksand of ignorance and foolishness and disbelief and heresy. So I'm tolerant that I don't give up on you, and there's a certain level that I still want to embrace you. Of course I want to embrace you, you're a creature of Hashem, and I look for the positive in you, but I don't accept your false beliefs. I accept you as a human being, as a Jew, and I want to make care of you. But not. So Yichud means there's no Gevaltik, Emunah Yechidah, there's only one faith. There's only one God, there's only one way, there's the Torah of Hashem, there's only one belief. And there's no room in my belief system for the other religions are true. Again, I'm not making, therefore, Islamic jihad and about to blow up Islamabad and Saudi Arabia. They behave. So if they behave, if they're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no room for them either. In the good time when the Mashiach comes, we're not. So there's only one faith. There's only one faith. So that's the first Yisod of Avos Hashem. If you don't believe, so this fellow who has this big tolerance, this great love for his irreligious colleagues, he might love his colleagues, but he doesn't love God. The Seisna Shabbos Hashem. If a person loves Hashem, he has a lot of pain about the fact that the people don't believe in Hashem, or they have false beliefs in Hashem. There's a lot of pain. So people say, ask me why I don't go to conservative temple halls. You know, I made a lot of trouble for people. They make weddings and stuff in conservative reform halls. And it's only the hall, Rabbi. And it's not just the hall. I can't. I'll be Allah, I can find a heter. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch B'feirush, you can't go to one of their catering halls. But it hurts me to go there. This place, it hurts me to support them, and they should make money off me or you. If you knew a place where your father was mugged, your mother was raped, you pardon the expression, someplace, in such a place, you wouldn't want to go there. It would hurt you. So the Torah is my father, my mother, the Torah is my mother. And this is a place where the Torah is constantly being ravaged and destroyed and pillaged and desecrated and trampled on. So how can it pains me? You're going to all this expense. You went to this place because it's fancy. You want to give your guests a good, you want to impress your guests. You make them have a good time. Well, this guest is going to have a bad time. I'm not going to enjoy this one iota being over there. You give me a lot of pain. So just, you didn't evidently care that I should be there, or else you wouldn't have made it there. You give me a place that only arouses pain. This is a Holocaust center to me. This is like a Holocaust museum. They made a Holocaust in Yiddishkeit. Want to have a chasna in the Holocaust museum? Great. They've done everything in the Holocaust museum, I think, but they haven't. I don't think they had chasnas there yet. I'll have to check it out. You never know. I bet you that somebody made a Holocaust. I wouldn't be surprised if such a Meshuggah. But the Holocaust Museum is not exactly conducive for rejoicing with pictures of cremations behind you in Auschwitz. So Avos Hashem is just one Hashem, is no other Hashem. And anything that's against Hashem is painful to me because I love Hashem so much. Number two in Yichud, this is just, again, we have two, 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 two. So the second of Yichudim is that everything I do in my heart, I only have one Kavana Yechida. I am focused on one, Yichud is one and only thought. I'm doing what I'm doing for the sake of Hashem, and I'm serving Him just for His glory and His pleasure and nothing else. I'm doing this only for Hashem. Only reason I'm putting on tefillin today is to do the will of Hashem and give Hashem the pleasure that His child is here to put on tefillin. I'm giving the shiur this morning on for one reason, not because I'm paid a salary, or because someone nudges me, or because someone badgers me. I'm giving it where I want to sound smart. I'm giving the shiur for one reason, not because I enjoy it even. If I enjoy it, that's good. But I'm doing it because this is the Ratzon Hashem. Though Hashem wants me to teach His Torah, that's why I'm doing this. Going to a chasana, I'm not doing it for social graces. I'm not doing it because they came to my chasana. I'm doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem to Mesamea Chasam Akala. You don't have that mind, you're missing the mitzvah. Missing the mitzvah. The truth of the matter is that, I'll tell you in a second. Okay, so that's Yichud. Those are the two Yichudim. I believe in nothing but God, the way the Torah describes God, and I'm doing things only for the sake of God. Two achnas, two surrenders. Two of the two surrenders. That I surrender, number one, only before God, nobody else. And the second people, if I do surrender before somebody else, I surrender before those who fear God. I will only surrender before human beings who surrender to God. So I surrender to Hashem, and I surrender to those who I know surrender to Him more than me. So if I see a Yirei Hashem, and Oved Hashem, who surrenders to Hashem, oh, to that person, if Buktzach, I'm Ka'avda Kamimora, because I know surrendering to Him is like surrendering to the Rabbi Shalom. So for Him, I'll, whatever He says, that's it. Tells me to jump, I just say, how high? That's it. That's it. Surrender before those who surrender to Hashem. The two cheshbainas, hanefesh are, that, number one, I'm always, cheshbainas means I have constant meditation. There's a constant thought in my mind. There's a constant thought churning through my mind. We have, as you know, what's called a stream of consciousness in modern logo. That is a stream of consciousness. The whole day your minds are running. It would be awesome to play back the tape of like just 15 minutes of our stream of consciousness, a kind of narishkeit and worse as streaming through our consciousness, like a raw pipeline of sewage going right through our brains. But it'll be fascinating to get the replay of the stream of consciousness. I'm sure they'll invent something soon. Not a joke, that can somehow pick up, interpret our stream of consciousness. They can do everything else in the hospital, really. As I'm watching my father, Reni Kapoz Meshgavo, all the monitors they have, they monitor everything, how much oxygen goes into your cells. It's one thing to heartbeat, no, that you can tell that heartbeat, breath, no, that blood pressure, no, that's also chiddush, someone invented blood pressure, the Baumanometer. And then, but how much oxygen? That's pretty impressive. They know how much, by a little finger in your finger, you know how much oxygen goes into your blood and your cells. That's pretty neat. So why can't they? They can certainly monitor how much brain activity is going on. So someday they'll interpret the brain activity. Is it a code there? They'll figure it out. They can figure out the genetic code. They'll figure out the neural code. They'll figure it out what it means. That's not far off. Not far off. Be scary, but not far off. Big brother really be watching. So cheshbon nefesh is that person should think all the time that I owe the Rabbeinu Shlom so much because he does so much to me all the time. I'm not doing God any favors. I owe Hashem so much. There's no way I can repay Hashem. The little tefillin I put on, the little tzedakah I give, the little davening I do, the little mumbo jumbo, the little benching I do, the lashi yatzar is just a small token of my appreciation. I owe Hashem so much. I owe Hashem so much. So last time that my aunt Zelda sent me $25 for my birthday. So, you know how many times I call her up? Well, yeah, because of that. Maybe she'll send me 50 this year. So I call her Rosh Hashanah, I call her Rebbe Kippur. I make sure to call her Purim. Maybe she'll send me Shalav Manas this year. And Matanos Lev Yainim. And Ann Zelda, she sent me $25. I know she's a rich old widow. Maybe she'll be in her will. So I gotta be nice to Ann Zelda, because Ann Zelda sent me 25 measly dollars. But you never know. Gotta be nice to Ann Zelda. So the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, who has everything and has done everything for me, how much do I have to call the Rabbeinu Shalaylam all the time and please the Rabbeinu Shalaylam? That's Cheshbon HaNefesh number one, how much I owe Hashem all the time. And the second Cheshbon HaNefesh, this is the real one. The Cheshbon HaNefesh, how much I owe the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, that he is kind enough to hide my sins from people. That the stream of consciousness is not Dr. Revealed. At Baruch Hashem, they haven't invented that machine yet, that they'll know what's going on in my mind and my heart, really. So even as I talk to you, what evil lurks in my heart and mind, even as I talk and pontificate on such lofty levels to you, if you would only know what shadows and evil lurks, you would run out of here. But Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shalom, hides it, and he's Marech Apo. He hides it so well that even I forget what a low life. Even I can forget. I have a little self-respect. Because if I would remember what I really am, what I really, really am, I have no self-respect, and I would just give up. But the Rabbeinu Shlom is good. He hides my sins, our sins, from others, even for ourselves. He does the favor that we're not so sharply aware, which is good in a way. And he is Marech Apo, he has patience, doesn't get angry at us and blast us. And not only that, for a little confession, the Rabbeinu Shlom forgives us. So he's my little tshuva, and gizlach lano, he forgives us. And, you know, do an aveira. If you don't do an essay, you don't do a mitzvah, tshuva alone helps. If you do an aveira, you have to have tshuva and Yom Kippur, you do a lav. Kares, you have to have tshuva and kippur and yisurim, you have to suffer. And suffering is very good. You don't have to suffer a lot. Rashdon can suffer on the installment plan. But this is what I'm talking about. This is what I wanted to tell you. But the suffering, this is very important to know, gentlemen, that the suffering only works to the mechaper when we recognize that it's from Hashem and we accept it as a gift from God. And you're supposed to say a pasuk when you suffer. Any suffering. Now suffering, you get put on hold for 30 seconds. Also suffering. Suffering doesn't mean you have to get chas v'shalom put in the hospital. Suffering is any little thing. You go to someone's house. Went around collecting last night. Went around with my tzaddik friend over here, Reb Moshe. So if no, someone wasn't home, we wasted 5 minutes waiting outside. So he's supposed to have pasuk. The pasuk is Rei anyi v'amali v'so l'kol chatosoy. Rei anyi. Can I have a tilim, please? Rei anyi v'amali v'so l'kol chatosoy. Hashem, see my pain and my toil, and remove my sins. You have to say that pasuk. You have to say that I know it's from Hashem. Thank you. I know it's from Hashem. And then the taka works. You don't say that. There are some great tzaddikim. Well, it doesn't say in the Gemara, but great tzaddikim say it doesn't work so stark. The pain will not. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Chav Hei, pasuk Yud Ches. Re'ei anyi v'amali v'sol l'kol chatosai. Behold my affliction and my toil, and forgive all my sins. Otherwise, it doesn't have that effect. Every time something breaks in the house, a glass breaks, Valtik, the glass broke instead of my foot and my toe. Thank you, Hashem. Because if you wake up, you say, thank you, Hashem, for breaking a nice, expensive glass. Not cheap glass, this is a crystal. This is from the set. This is a good piece of china. Re'yani v'amoli, v'sola kol chatosai. Very important that you have to have in mind. Otherwise, it doesn't go. But by the way, achno again means, you know, there's people who think that they're going to sit and learn, but again, you come to their house, they have swarm in the house, and they have 30 magazines in the house. 30 doesn't mean it has to be mamish, you know, yeah. There are these popular magazines, these lady gossip magazines, all this stuff, you know, crazy. I didn't even know these existed. You see them around. Just look at the covers, and I'm shocked. And this is what they're going to discuss inside. And this is acceptable. This is not, we're not talking hardcore junk. We're talking what goes on, just the paper. Again, mamish, you really, honestly, can't open the New York Times. Just what you see there in the first, just the advertisements. It just can't be selective. Hachnoah. Hachnoah to the bunch of mean, I surrender, Hashem. I've got to surrender entirely. I can't play games. Don't think where I say Hashem says, well, you have so many swarm in your house, I can forgive you for all the junk you bring in the house, all the other records you have, or the television you have in your house, or the videos you bring in the house. Mamash, it's really appropriate. And Mamash is a great name for that place, Blockbuster. All the blocks of Olam Haba we built for ourselves, you get a video from Blockbuster, it blows it up, it busts everything, and everything you try to build is Blockbuster. Great name. I have to write the guy a letter, tell him it's a beautiful name. It's really appropriate. The Valdish, a big sign on there. Olam Haba, or you can say Pshat, it's another Pshat Blockbuster, it's a block. Tavodas Hashem. Like, you know, it's called a bar mitzvah, because these bar mitzvahs, usually the bar can be for the mitzvahs. That's it. The kid was going to the temple, and he learned his half Torah, learned a little Judaism, they put on the phylacteries, and then the bar mitzvah is the bar, the future. So it's a block and it's a buster. But the Feshtet is this, there's people, yarmulkes, who aren't ashamed to go into Blockbuster and bring on videos. You can be sure that these videos are not getting them closer to Olam Haba. They're not bringing them to surrender to Hashem. They're not bringing them to have a cheshbon and nefesh day and night that they owe Hashem so much. And they're certainly not making them think about the cheshbon. Hashem, thank you for covering up my avers. Maybe they are. Maybe, thank you, Hashem, that the rabbi didn't see me going to Blockbuster, because when you go to Good Sam, you pass by one of those. You know, I go to the hospital a lot lately. So I might catch you going in over there. I pass right by there a lot. Hatzalah trucks pass by all the time. Be'kitzer, that's the two cheshbonos. And then finally, we have two hezbonos. Hezbonos is deep study. So we have two yichudim, things that in your heart, there's only two one and onlys, the two surrenders, the two constant meditations, and then you have two hezbonos, two studies. Study, I guess, is different than cheshbon. Hezbonos means to study the words of the Nevi'im and Chachamim, and to know from them how many miracles Hashem did to our forefathers and does for us. So unless we study the Torah, we will not be able to see Hashem's hand in history. So to discern and decipher the hand of Hashem in the history of my present life, I must learn previous history. of Torah. So when I look at history through the eyes of Yeshaya and Shmuel and Moshe and Yirmiyahu, I look through the eyes of the 48 Nevi'im, then I will learn how I will have a prophetic, historic perspective on the events of today. I'll read the headlines differently. That's his Bainita study. It says the passing until him, Zacharti Yomim Mikedem, I remember days of old, Hagisi Becholpa Palecha, and I've given a lot of thought to all of your actions, Hashem. B'masa Yodecha Asaycheach, I will talk to everybody about your Ma'aseh Yadayim. So what's our conversation all the time? Why do we talk about it all day? I'll tell you, my friend Rabbi Krauss, this year, out of a push at the Batamacher in Yerushalayim, spent most of his year going around collecting for this Kadmeel, for sure not getting the penny. And he's always talking to this Yid is amazing. Non-stop Divrei Torah, Sipur Chasidim, talking about the Rebbein Shalom, to Mechad, it never stops. No, I can entertain you for a little bit, so I'll talk to you, maybe I'll tell you a nice word, and that's it, and I'm quiet. That, I have to say the good word to, you know, impress you. You shouldn't think that, you know, I'm stupid. So I'll say a good word, and you always get a good word. And maybe I'll say two good words if I really want to impress you. But that's it, because I'm doing it, it's my own ego trip. But this Yid is doing it because it says, when you're in your house, you're going on the road, when you go to sleep, when you get up, he regales me. I mean, I'm dead tired. I want to sleep 2 o'clock last night. I want to sleep late Friday night. It's a big avodah to have tzaddik in the house. He would have stayed all night with me. So he says, make sure to wake him up this morning, you know, because he'll be tired too. So shteitzach. When I got up about 6 o'clock, he was gone. He was long in the mikveh. He was, I had to drag myself out of bed. I wouldn't have gotten up at all just out of a pair of shear. And the next year, you know, it's my job. So, you know, you gotta do your job. But, that's one reason I got up early, because I can't be embarrassed myself sitting in front of you here not knowing what I'm talking about. So, but he's up. He's always doing the return. Oh, he's the retire. I will speak about your accomplishments, Rabbi Hashem, all the time. I'm talking Chazdei Hashem. Happened to me, happened to others. Gevalt. That's number one, his bainus. The second study, and I guess that will conclude, is to be mizbainain, to study all of the creatures of the world. To study the birds, and study the trees, and study the ants, and study the spider webs, and study the fish. And he said, I explained that to you in the earlier Shar, one of the earliest of the 10 sections of this sefer, is called Shar HaBechina. We were supposed to study nature and science with a Torah eye, to see the wonders of Hashem in a tree, in a leaf, in a worm, in a flower, in everything. Not just look at flowers. Look at a flower. That's the problem with these bouquets. There's so much here, no one even looks at them. See, people spend hundreds of dollars on these expensive flowers. They're rotting away. That one rose maybe in the middle of the room, and invited everybody to look at, that would be kedai. Instead, we have all these flowers thrown in the garbage right behind you, spreading pollen over the room, causing allergies, and one flower that's so nice, you say, wow, one flower, and give the chas and kala a bracha, they should grow like, yale v'yitzmach gigan rotov matzah isha matzah tov, v'yofik rotov Hashemah. Yeah. But by the time it says Yalav, it's like a garden. She's like a garden. So she's having a whole garden over here. So they took it literally. It's meaningless. They took it literally. That's why the chassid had like a garden in the whole place. Yalav is a garden. The kids, so his bonus is to learn Torah and to learn from the Masechta Sachayim, the Masechta of life, to learn from the Masechta of life. So those are the 8 things necessary. We'll have to review it next week maybe. The 8 things necessary to even begin to think about loving Hashem. Without this, you can't love Hashem. And then, of course, I'm a shteitzich, it goes without saying, v'noisef lekach, yumisnaik v'prishus, v'tanugiel mazev v'tavoisof. Avada gavis, you remember, we learned Shara Prishus, and Shara Prishus, you're gonna take the minimum from Olam Hazeh, and you're not gonna dig in and, have a culinary event every breakfast, lunch, and supper, and every chasana. So your Pai Rishon is they take the minimum from Elohim Hazeh. That's, of course, because you love Elohim Hazeh, I can love their Pai Rishon. It's like fire and water in one dish, it's impossible. So you can't love Elohim Hazeh and love their Pai Rishon at the same time. So if states that he had to have a liberal dose of precious, of abstinence, and abstinence from Olam Hazeh, then you know who Hashem is, and you love Hashem, and you realize how little you are, and a good dose of humility, and recognize how worthless and meaningless we are. Come of cotton, the pot, the zolu, erich, don't look at a mensch, it's garnished, we're nothing, and as little as we were, when we got bored, we made less of ourselves throughout our lifetime. We're constantly diminishing ourselves. We think we're increasing. When we're born, we're pure kach. Poor baby, nice baby is pure. We've been defiling ourselves and filthing ourselves and schmutzing ourselves since the day we're born. Day of our bris, we're at the madra. Ah, that was the best day of our life, the bris. Mamish, kodesh, retor, the mother's stomach. Ah, just finished learning kol tarakula and downhill since. So, and what's a mensch compared to the bajram? Anyway, now we strut and our little hour on the stage over there, right? World is but a stage, and we're doing our little act over, our little gig, and we're not doing a very good job, and actually, we forget our lines, and doing a pretty bad job. So, what's to be so arrogant about? You have to realize how nothing we are, and zoil of trust. Then, when I realize how great Hashem is, how much I owe Hashem, and I'm starting to appreciate that I'm nothing but Hashem, and I realize how small I am, then, then our soul, our heart, we suddenly suffused. They will well up by itself in our heart, by definition. Just like by definition, the heart is auricles and ventricles. It's a pump, pumping blood. You should know that the spiritual heart is by definition a pump house to pump up a flow of Avas Hashem, but unfortunately, we have suffered hardening of the spiritual arteries and the attitudes, and we are full of plaque and schmutz and other stuff, and the Avas Hashem is not getting there, and we have suffered a heart attack, and it's a cardiac arrest. We've arrested our spiritual hearts, and that's why the love doesn't well up by itself until we do all this surgery and therapy to get the Avas Hashem pumping and flowing to our hearts once again.